Appendix I. Bicycles. Bicycle riders on public streets and highways have the same rights and responsibilities as automobile drivers. Drivers of motor vehicles must treat bicycle riders the same as drivers of other vehicles. Bicyclists are not out of place on the roadway. They are part of the traffic and share the road with other drivers. They must obey stop signs, traffic lights, and most other traffic laws and signs. Special care must be used near bicyclists because any collision with them may result in serious injury. This means that automobile drivers must leave safe passing room and must not turn so close to a bicyclist that he, she is in danger of being hit. Although bicyclists will normally ride near the right-hand curb or edge of the roadway, they can legally move left to turn left, to pass a vehicle or another bicycle, or to avoid debris or parked cars. Expect any of these moves by bicyclists in a regular traffic lane. The relatively small size of bicycles makes it difficult for drivers to see them in traffic. Parked cars or other roadside objects may limit the ability of both the bicyclist and the motorist to see each other. Drivers need to remember that a bicyclist is hampered by road hazards that may not be easily noticed by drivers of cars and trucks. Hazards that could cause problems for a bicyclist include potholes, glass, litter, storm grates and railroad crossings, as well as open doors of parked vehicles. Any of these items could cause a bike rider to move into your path or to slow down. You should give bicyclists plenty of clearance on the street so they will have room to maneuver around these types of hazards. Utah law requires a minimum 3 feet of distance from any bicyclist or vulnerable user of the highway you are passing. Bicyclists must use reasonable care and keep a constant lookout for other vehicles in traffic. However, some bicyclists are less experienced than others, and their actions will be less predictable. Look for signs that may tell you when a bicyclist is inexperienced, such as whether the bicycle rider is riding in a smooth and straight manner or is weaving and wobbling. Children on bicycles can create some special problems. They cannot see things out of the corner of their eyes as well as adults can. Therefore, even though children glance toward you, they may not actually see you before they pull out in front of you. They also have trouble judging the speed and distance of oncoming cars and they lack a sense of danger. They believe that adults will look out for them. Be aware that their actions could be very unpredictable. Sharing the road with bicyclists. Motorists should take the following precautions when sharing the road with bicyclists. Do not drive in a bicycle lane except when making a turn, entering or leaving an alley, private road or driveway, or when you need to cross the bicycle lane to park near the curb. Do not park in a bicycle lane. Dedicated bicycle lanes are marked with solid white lines. When changing lanes or making turns, check for bicyclists in your blind spot. You must yield to bicycles in a bicycle lane or on a sidewalk prior to turning across the lane or sidewalk. At intersections, you must yield to bicycle riders on the road, the same as for other types of vehicles. Do not crowd bicyclists. When the lane is too narrow to pass a cyclist safely, wait until the next lane is clear and give the bicycle all the rights of any other slow-moving vehicle. Pass a bicycle in the same manner you would a car. The operator of a motor vehicle may not knowingly, intentionally, or recklessly drive a motor vehicle within 3 feet of a moving bicycle, unless the vehicle driver drives the motor vehicle within a reasonable and safe distance of the bicycle. If a bicycle is traveling at less than reasonable speed, you may drive in a center lane that is a two-way left-turn lane if the center lane is on a roadway divided into three or more lanes that provides for two-way movement of traffic. Dim your headlights within 500 feet when approaching or overtaking bicyclists at night. The bike rider could be blinded by the glare. If parked at a curb, do not open a door on the traffic side of your vehicle without looking for other vehicles, including bicycles. Do not honk or yell at a bicyclist except in an emergency. The loud noise could startle the bicycle rider and cause him, her to spill the bike. There may be good reason for the bicyclist to be riding in the travel lane, such as roadway hazards not clear to motorists. Be especially careful around children riding bicycles. Be aware that riders cannot always hear approaching vehicles. Passing closely and rapidly can startle bicycle riders. Over 39,000 bicyclists are killed or injured in the United States every year. Bicyclists have the same rights on the road as cars. Be cautious and courteous when you approach someone on a bicycle. Riding rules. Bicyclists must ride with the flow of traffic and as near to the right side of the road or street as is safe and practical. On a one-way street in a city, a bike rider may ride as near as possible to either the right or left side of the street or roadway. There are some exceptions to the above rule, such as when a bicyclist is overtaking and passing another bicycle or vehicle, or when a bicyclist is getting ready to make a left turn. A bike rider should ride in the middle of the traffic lane if the lane is too narrow to let a bicycle and vehicle travel side by side, or if riding close to the edge of the roadway is unsafe because of parked vehicles, fixed or moving objects, animals, or road surface hazards. When lane width permits, bicyclists may ride two abreast. When riding upon a sidewalk or in a crosswalk, bicyclists have all the rights and duties applicable to pedestrians under the same circumstances. When riding a bicycle on a sidewalk or crosswalk, bike riders must ride slowly, must yield the right of way to any pedestrian, and shall give an audible signal before overtaking and passing a pedestrian. Individuals riding a bicycle may not attach it or themselves to any moving vehicle upon a street or highway. A bicycle may not be used to carry more persons at one time than the number for which it is designed or equipped, except that an adult rider may carry a child securely attached to his, her person in a backpack or sling. There are trailers and child seats specifically designed for bicycles which provide good security for the children and would be less cumbersome for the rider. The Utah chapter of the American Academy of Pediatricians strongly recommends the use of approved bicycle carriers or trailers for young children when they ride with adults. It is recommended that all children and adults always wear a helmet when on a bicycle. The force of impact of a person's head hitting the ground from a non-moving bicycle is 12 miles per hour. Bicycle riders may not carry any package, bundle, or article which prevents the use of both hands in the control and operation of the bicycle. Bicyclists must keep at least one hand on the handlebars at all times. Turning. Bicyclists must signal at any time when turning right or left or when changing lanes. Signals are to be given using the standard hand and arm signals. The signal shall be given for at least the last 100 feet before turning. A signal by hand and arm does not need to be given continuously if the hand is needed to control or operate the bike. However, the bicyclist must let other drivers know what the bicyclist intends to do. Note: when turning left, a bike rider can either turn from the left lane or the left turn lane, or can continue in the right lane across the intersection, stop, turn left, wait for the signal to turn green, and then continue to travel with the normal flow of traffic. An operator of a motorcycle, moped, or bicycle who is 16 years of age or older may, after bringing the vehicle to a complete stop at the intersection or stop line and determines that the traffic control signal has not detected the operator's presence, by waiting a reasonable period of time and not less than 90 seconds at the intersection or stop line, may proceed across the roadway if there is no other vehicles or pedestrians near the intersection. Equipment. Sirens. A bicycle must not be equipped with any siren or whistle. Brakes. Every bicycle will be equipped with a brake or brake system which enables the rider to stop the bike within 25 feet from a speed of 10 miles per hour. Lights. Every bicycle used upon the streets and highways between the periods 1/2 hour after sunset and 1/2 hour before sunrise must be equipped with a forward-facing lamp on the front which emits a white light visible from a distance of at least 500 feet to the front. Each bicycle operated on the streets and highways during the period 1/2 hour after sunset and 1/2 hour before sunrise must also be equipped with a rear-facing red reflector and red bicycle tail light that emits a flashing or non-flashing light, which is visible for 500 feet to the rear when directly in front of lower beams of headlights on a motor vehicle. Every bicycle, when used during the above period, must also be equipped with reflective material of sufficient size and reflectivity to be visible from both sides for 500 feet when directly in front of lower beams of headlights on a motor vehicle. Helmets. Every bicyclist should always wear a CPSC, Consumer Product Safety Commission, approved bicycle helmet when riding, which greatly improves the chances of surviving a crash. Tips for bicyclists. Obey traffic signs and signals. Bicyclists must drive like other vehicles if they are to be taken seriously by motorists. Never ride against traffic. Motorists do not look for or expect bicyclists riding on the wrong side of the roadway. Use hand signals. Hand signals tell motorists what you intend to do. signal as a matter of law, of courtesy, and of self-protection. Ride in a straight line. Whenever possible, ride in a straight line and to the right of traffic, but about the width of a car door away from parked cars. Follow lane markings. Do not turn left from the right lane. Do not go straight in a lane marked for right turns only. Passing on the right. As a general rule, it is not safe to pass on the right side of vehicles in traffic at intersections. You may drive off the roadway to pass a vehicle on the right when you are sure the vehicle you are passing is making or preparing to make a left turn, or traveling straight ahead. Caution. Motorists turning right may not look for or see a bicycle passing on the right. Watch for cars pulling out. Even though you make eye contact with drivers, you must assume that they do not see you and may pull out in front of you. Scan the road behind you. Learn to look back over your shoulder without losing your balance or swerving left. Some riders use rear-view mirrors. Keep both hands ready to brake. You may not stop in time if you brake one-handed. Allow extra distance for stopping in the rain or on wet surfaces because brakes are less effective when wet. It is also important to know that there are steps that you should take as a pedestrian or bicyclist to stay alive. Inline skates, scooters, skateboards. Follow the same rules as pedestrians. Protect your head by wearing a helmet. Do not ride at dusk or at night. Never ride in traffic. Ride on sidewalks, driveways, in parks, and in parking lots, where permitted, and yield to other pedestrians on sidewalks. Motor-assisted scooters. Follow the same rules as a bicycle, moped, or motorcycle. A person under the age of the 15th of May not operate a motor-assisted scooter unless the person is under the direct supervision of the person's parent or guardian. A person may not operate a motor-assisted scooter in a public parking structure, on public property posted as an area prohibiting skateboards, on a highway with four or more lanes, on a highway with a posted speed limit greater than 25 miles per hour.